July of 1518 in Strasbourg, France, a woman named Mrs. Trafea started the most deadly dancing flash mob in all of history. This plague affected around 400 people and lasted nonstop for over 3 months. This epidemic killed many people.
Can you imagine dancing yourself to death?
I, Roxy Kaiser from History's Mysteries Podcast, could not.
I, Olivia Modes from History's Mysteries Podcast, also could not imagine what it would be like dancing myself to death.
Here on History's Mysteries, we talk about the unexplained mysteries and weird phenomenons of the past.
In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the mysterious deadly dancing plague of 1518.
In the hot and humid July of 1518, in Strasbourg, France, a woman named Mrs. Trafea started randomly dancing out of control in the middle of the street in Strasbourg's town square. She started the most documented occurrence of mass hysteria known in all of history.
Mrs. Trafea danced nonstop for 5 days. Within 1 week of her spontaneous dancing outbreak, 30 other people had joined her dancing in the street uncontrollably. The dancers appeared to be unconscious of their decisions and unable to control themselves from dancing, which is the reason why this is considered to be an illness or epidemic.
After almost one full month of people dancing in the streets of Strasbourg, there were around 400 dancers that had joined in, including men, women, and children. But this plague had the worst effect and most severe effects on younger women. Strangely, it didn't look as if the dancers were just shaking or hopping. It looked like they were making purposeful, coordinated dance moves.
While the people were dancing, they looked as if they were in extreme pain and agony. It is documented in the diaries and journals of people in Strasbourg at the time of the dancing plague that the victims complained of chest pains and also experienced hallucinations and visions. Most of the people that the plague affected, after multiple days of painful dancing, died of heat exhaustion, dehydration, strokes, and heart attacks.
The actual cause of this dancing plague is still unknown, although there are many theories as to what could have caused this sudden, deadly dancing plague.
One theory and possible explanation is that it was caused by ergo. Ergo is a fungus that can also be called organic LSD, and it is mainly found in rye, which is in the bread that the people would have eaten. Ergoism can trigger delusions and spasms, but also typically cuts off blood supply to limbs, making coordinated movement very hard, which makes this theory an unlikely one.
Another theory is that the people affected were bitten by tarantulas. This theory is called tarantism. Tarantism is a psychological illness identified by an extreme impulse to dance caused by the bite of a tarantula. It is unlikely it was tarantism because it isn't very likely that 400 people dancing were all bitten by tarantulas and that they would all react in the same way to the bite.
Another possible cause of this dancing plague is demonic possession, or that they were a part of a heretical cult. A heretical cult is a cult based on religious heresy. Since this was not an isolated incident, the city elders concluded that it was probably not demonic possession.
Yet another possible cause is referred to as hot blood. It was thought that the hot and humid weather caused the dancers' blood to heat up, making them have crazy responses. They thought that the disease would wear itself out, but it did not, so it was also not likely a cause of this epidemic.
The most probable cause of this mass hysteria is stress-induced psychosis, caused by a series of famines and the presence of other diseases, such as smallpox, malnutrition, syphilis, and the occurrence of subsequent deaths. Although the most recent incident of mass hysteria affected only around 95 people, this one affected over 400, so it's possible this cause could also not be the actual reason of this deadly dancing.
There were many ways people tried to cure this dancing plague. One of these attempted solutions was binding the victims in cloth so that the victims were unable to move and dance themselves to death. Some of the victims claimed that the pressure put on their stomach helped relieve them from this dancing madness. Some victims even asked to be punched or stomped on in the stomach for relief from this tiring, never-ending dancing.
One of the many ways the the town officials attempted to get rid of the disease was by building the victims a stage in the town square to dance on with the hope that they would just dance themselves out, ending the plague. The city even hired musicians and professional dancers to keep the party going, but this only increased the dancing illness, since music acted as an invitation for others to join in, causing the sickness to spread more.
Some of the worst affected people were bundled into wagons, and for 3 days, on a long, agonizing, and awful trip, they rode to the Shrine of St. Vitus, which is where Mrs. Trofea had been cured, and they were also cured here. It is unknown how they were cured. The city even banned all dancing and music for the next 3 months out of fear of the plague returning.
The Strasbourg dancing plague began to fade away in late September 1518, after almost 3 months since the first incident.
A physician and alchemist named Paracelsus visited Strasbourg in 1526, only a few years after the plague faded away, and he became the first person to write and publish something about Mrs. Trofea and the dancing sickness. He used the term choreomania to describe Strasbourg's dancing plague.
After Paracelsus documented the dancing plague of 1518, many others followed and wrote about their experiences or published journals that they had written during the plague, making it the most documented case of mass hysteria in all of history.
Although modern scientists are still not sure what exactly caused this strange, deadly dancing epidemic, these are a few explanations that people have come up with as probable causes of this mysteriously wild, deadly illness.
That's all for today's Unexplained Historical Mystery.
Tune in next week for yet another unexplained historical mystery, and each week after that for some more unfathomable phenomena of the past.